Unit 7, Tariffs and Quotas, Their Effects on Trade. Page 31, Unit 7, Tariffs and Quotas, Their Effects on Trade. 7.0, Objectives. 7.1, Introduction. 7.2, Tariffs, Meaning and Types. 7.3, Effects of Tariffs. 7.3.1, Output Effect or Protective Effect. 7.3.2, Consumption Effect. 7.3.3, Revenue Effect. 7.3.4, Redistributive Effect. 7.3.5, Terms of Trade. 7.3.6, Competitive Effect. 7.3.7, Real Income Effect. 7.3.8, Balance of Payments Effect. 7.4, Quotas, Meaning and Significance. 7.5, Effects of Quotas. 7.6, Quotas versus Tariffs. 7.7, Summary. 7.8, Keywords. 7.9, Books for Study. 7.10, Questions for Self-Instruction Exercises. Page 32, 7.0, Objectives. Unit 7 has the following objectives: to explain and analyze the concept of tariffs and its effects, to describe the operational process of quotas and their effects, to indicate between tariffs and quotas which is superior and why. 7.1, Introduction. The tariffs and quotas are major types of instruments of commercial policy. Tariffs take the form of commodity taxation and quotas take the form of physical controls or price controls over the imports of a country. The tariffs and quotas are most widely used instruments of trade protection. The effects of tariffs and quotas are analyzed within the partial equilibrium analysis, since it is presumed that the other countries do not retaliate. Effects of tariffs include production or protective effect, income redistribution and revenue effect, balance of payments effect, terms of trade effect, etc. Quotas differ from tariffs in certain respects. 7.2. Meaning and types of tariffs. A tariff is a tax levied on import and export trade. It directs the international trade of a country. Tariffs tend to control and reduce the volume of trade. In general, the import tariffs are common. Page 33. According to Professor G. Haberler, protective tariffs are meant to maintain and encourage those branches of home industry protected by the duties. The duty which affords the maximum of protection is a prohibitive one, which yields no revenue to the state. On the other hand, the revenue yielded by a duty will be the greater the less the import of the good falls off. That is to say, the less the duty fulfills its protective function. This depends in turn on two things. A. How demand reacts. The less demand falls off, the higher will be the revenue from the duty. And B. To what extent the home production is stimulated by the rise in price due to duty. The following four types of import duties or tariffs are generally levied. A. Ad valorem duty. This is most commonly levied a form of tariffs on imports. An ad valorem tariff is a percentage of tax on the total value of the imports. In other words, it's imposed as a percentage of the CIF, cost, insurance and freight, value of the imported goods. B. Specific tariffs. These are levied on specific goods like fertilizers, tons of iron and steel, number of TV and refrigerators, etc. on their import quantity. C. Compound duties. Tariffs inclusive of ad valorem and specific duties are called compound duties on imports. Here, both percent of tax and quantity of imports are taken into account. D. Sliding scale duties. The imposition of tariffs which tend to vary according to the import prices of the goods. They may be ad valorem or specific duty type. Mostly, the sliding scale duties are levied on specific basis. Page 34. During the 20th century, tariffs had come to stay mostly as protective devices. Whereas during the 18th and early 19th centuries, tariffs were levied only with an intention to collect some revenue for the government. Tariffs were used by West European countries occasionally as an anti-dumping measure to protect their domestic grains market and to raise revenue during depression for the government. The period between the world wars saw a drastic increase in tariffs and other trade impediments. The 1930s especially was a period when protectionism increased. Since the Second World War, the trend, especially among leading industrial nations, has been towards trade liberalization. Many impediments to trade have been abolished and the average level of tariffs has fallen. Bose-Oderstein, 1990, pp. 170. 7.3. Effects of tariffs. Professor C.P. Kindleberger has identified 8 types of effects of an import tariff. They are 1. Protective or production effect. 2. Consumption effect. 3. Income effect. 4. Income redistribution effect. 5. Terms of trade effect. 6. Competitive effect. 7. Real income effect. And 8. Balance of payments effect. Page 35. Let us briefly explain the tariff effects as follows. 7.3.1. Protective or production effect. The levy of a tariff on imports immediately leads to a rise in import prices. This in turn leads to a fall in imports and expansion of domestic production. This is known as protective effect of an import tariff. Under tariff protection, the indigenous import competing or substitution industries would flourish and grow. This is indicated in their output growth. Thus, this is called a protective or output or production effect of a tariff. In other words, a tariff by rising import prices and reducing them quantitatively creates a domestic source of supply of the same goods, which are called import substitutes. 7.3.2 Consumption effect. The imposition of an import tariff reduces domestic consumption of imports or import substitutes initially. This is because of two reasons. A. Tariffs make imports costlier, thereby imports are reduced. B. The cost of production of import substitution industries rise. This leads to a rise in price of import substitution output. Thus, the consumption and welfare of the people of a tariff-imposing country declines. But there are certain substantial economic benefits to a tariff-imposing country. In other words, it's presumed that the tariff shall increase the value of social product in the long run, whose social value is higher than the social cost of its levy in the form of initial decline in consumption. 7.3.3 Revenue effect. During the 18th and early 19th centuries, the tariffs were levied for raising revenues by the government. The revenue sum is determined by the rate and structure of tariffs. This is called as revenue effect of an import tariff. Page 36. 7.3.4 Income redistribution effect. The income of protected industries raise in the post-tariff period since the domestic markets expand. But under a tariff regime, the consumer welfare is reduced due to a price rise of imports or import substitutes. The price effect of a tariff is redistributed in favor of protected industries. From this, the supply of factors of production to the protected industries also get a share. Thus, this is called the income redistribution effect of a tariff. 7.3.5 Terms of trade effect. Import tariffs affect favorably the terms of trade of a tariff-imposing country. A tariff increases import prices. At the same time, the export prices may remain constant or export quantities may increase. Under this situation, a tariff shall improve the terms of trade in a tariff-levying country. 7.3.6 Competitive effect. Initially, an import tariff protects domestic industries from foreign competition. During the course of protection, the domestic industries might become monopolies. The monopolies at a subsequent stage try to compete with foreign producers by achieving a level playing field. This is called the competitive effect of an import tariff. 7.3.7 Real income effect. If import tariffs are levied under conditions of unemployment and underemployment, the protected industries create additional jobs. As a result, the community's real income increases. Thus, it is called the real income effect of a tariff. Page 37. 7.3.8 Balance of payments effect. A tariff shall reduce the imports. As a result, the consumers shall buy domestic goods instead of high-cost imports. This leads to a reduction in the deficits and balance of payments of a country. This is called the balance of payments effect of import duties. 7.4 Quotas, meaning and significance. Quotas mean administrative restrictions or controls over export or import values or quantities. Thus, quotas may be imposed on both exports and imports. Like tariffs, quotas are also most commonly levied on imports of a country. Quotas are auctioned through global auction, usually for a period of 1 month to 1 year. The following are the major objectives of an import quota system: effective regulation of imports, correcting balance of payments deficits, protecting domestic industries from intensive foreign competition, maintenance and stabilization of domestic price level by restricting imports, retaliating against other countries which adopt high protection devices, reduce and avoid dumping through rational allocation of quotas. Quotas are considered as emergency measures, thus require a trade executive agency for their implementation and not any parliamentary law. Page 38. The import quotas are in general grouped into 5 types. A. Tariff or custom quota. B. Unilateral quota. C. Bilateral quota. D. Mixing quota. E. Import licensing. Let us briefly explain these types of import quotas. A. The tariff quota. The tariff or custom quotas are very widely used and thus are popular measures of trade controls. Under tariff quotas, the quantity of a goods to be imported as duty-free or at special low concessional rates of import duty is specified. However, the imports over and above the import quota are subject to the existing import tariffs. This is a highly flexible measure of trade control because it combines the features of both import tariffs and quotas. But the tariff quota system suffers from two limitations, namely, A. When imports far exceed the tariff quota, then the foreign exporters reap the benefits of exports under duty-free or low tariff component, and the benefits do not accrue to the domestic quota holders. And B. Tariff quotas initially bring foreign goods, destabilizing the domestic price levels of the importing country. Page 39. B. The unilateral quota. Under this system, an absolute limitation is imposed on the imports of a given product during a particular time period. The unilateral quota may be levied either on global or allocation process. Global quota implies a provision for imports up to a specified form in any country, whereas the allocated quota implies its distribution among a given number of specified supplying countries. The global quota system suffers from demerits like A, favoring nearby suppliers, B, cause oversupply and price fluctuations, and C, it does not provide protection to domestic producers on a regular basis. However, the allocated quota system resolves the defects of a global quota system, but it suffers from other demerits. 1. It overlooks the supply and cost conditions of a foreign country. 2. The foreign suppliers enjoying a specific import quota of the other country tend to behave like a monopoly supplier. 3. It imposes an undesirable rigidity regarding the source of supply. 4. There are certain economic and administrative difficulties in the allocation of quotas. Page 40. C. The bilateral quota. Whenever quotas are fixed through negotiations between export and import countries, it's called bilateral quota. The following are the important merits of bilateral quota. 1. Quotas are determined by mutual consent. 2. Reduces the suspicion of price discrimination. 3. It avoids violent fluctuations in imports. 4. It excludes export monopolies by agreement. 5. It is less arbitrary, and thus there is no scope for retaliation. The following are the major objections for bilateral quotas. A. It might become part of existing international cartels. B. It encourages corruption. C. It potentially raises the prices in exporting country. D. It encourages indirectly the formation of monopolies in exporting countries. D. The mixing quota. It implies a condition that in the production of specified goods, both domestic raw materials and imported materials in specified quantities. Mixing quota system has two objectives, namely, A. To encourage the use of domestic raw materials, and B. To save scarce foreign exchange. However, it's widely argued that mixing quotas result in wastage of world's resources and price rise. Page 41. E. Import licensing. It's a form of administering quota regulations. The importers will have to obtain permission from Foreign Trade Ministry before undertaking imports. The following are the important merits of the import licensing. A. It closely controls the volume of imports. B. It helps to minimize speculative activity. C. It reduces more fluctuations in prices in the licensing system. D. It ensures evenness in supply of imports. E. It provides for high degree of flexibility in import restrictions. F. It helps to regulate domestic demand for foreign exchange. Some of the important drawbacks of the import licensing. 1. It breeds political and bureaucratic corruption. 2. It creates monopoly among importers. 3. It encourages trading of import licenses through high premiums, resulting in black marketing of the imported goods. Page 42. 7.5. Effects of quotas. Like tariffs, the quotas also generate similar effects. Such effects are price effect, consumption effect, protective effect, balance of payments effect, income and employment effect, and terms of trade effect. Thus, there are certain differences among the quotas and tariffs in terms of degree and their incidence. 7.6. Quotas versus tariffs. The major differences between quotas and tariffs are stated below. 1. In general, quotas fix a very rigid quantitative restriction on imports, whereas tariffs are considerably flexible since they operate through a price process. 2. An import quota is absolutely protective, whereas tariffs do not close down the borders for foreign trade. Imports may enter a tariff-imposing country after paying a duty, whereas under quota system, goods over and above stipulated quantity cannot enter a country. 3. Tariffs allow the operation of international supply and demand to a certain extent, but quotas inhibit totally the free play of market forces in foreign trade. 4. A quota leads to a higher price rise than a tariff. 5. Quotas, if not relevantly revised, may give room for smuggling, whereas the tariffs do not have such a threat. 6. In case of a developing country, the quotas are far more superior over tariffs under planning. 7. The protective effect of a quota is definite and protective effect of a tariff is uncertain and unpredictable. Page 43. 7.7. Summary. Tariffs and quotas are the two major instruments of trade protection. These two were used more intensively and widely during the interwar years. Later also, both developed and developing countries have adopted different degrees of trade protectionism. Both quotas and tariffs have certain similar effects like protective or productive effect, price effect, terms of trade effect, balance of payments effect, etc. Both will extend protection to domestic industries and expand domestic markets. In fact, trade protectionism is much more suited to the conditions of less developed countries. However, the trade protectionism is a welfare depressant. Trade protectionism, as is well known, is more country-specific. It's a good trade policy as a transitory policy to nurture the infant industries, but not the adults. 7.8. Keywords. Tariffs. These are a form of commodity taxes mostly levied on imports. Tariffs are of two types, namely A. Ad valorem duty, levied as a fixed percentage of value of the good. B. Specific duty imposed as a fixed amount of money per unit of a good, quotas. These are administrative devices to limit output or trade. Under a trading quota, government directly restricts the volume of permissible imports to a specified maximum level in order to protect domestic industries against foreign competition. Page 44. Balance of payments effects. Tariffs on imports shall help to achieve BOP equilibrium by reducing imports. Protective effect. This is also called production effect of a tariff. A tariff levy on a specific good shall increase the output of its import substitution industry. Redistributive effect. This is referred to income redistribution effect of an import duty. Effects of quotas. As a protective device, a quota is much more effective than tariffs, especially when import demand is price inelastic. When import demand is price inelastic, increasing import prices has little effect on the volume of imports. In these cases, the only certain way of limiting imports are physical controls. 7.9. Books for study. Kindleberger, CP, International Economics, American Economic Association, Readings in International Trade, Jingan, ML, International Economics. Page 45. 7.10. Questions for self-instruction exercises. 1. Define tariffs and quotas. Distinguish between them. 2. Describe the effects of tariffs. 3. Explain the effects of quotas. 4. Among tariffs and quotas, which is superior and why? Author, Professor Odayar D. Hegede. Read the SIM carefully and try to understand it clearly. Try to answer the questions given in 7.10. Please do not send your answers to the KSOU for any assessment. These are meant for your self-instruction. With this, we have come to the end of this book. Any suggestions for improving the quality of recording is always welcome. Please contact Mitra Jyoti. The address is given at the beginning of the book. Mitra Jyoti family wishes you every success in all of your life's undertakings. This is Vasundhara. Hope you have enjoyed this book and benefited from its listening. Thank you.